Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, someone once remarked, I think it was in an article that I read about the Gospels, that Jesus, in his ministry and in his parables especially, was a marvelous sociologist. He seemed to really know his own culture, the society in which he lived. He had a very strong knowledge of how people actually interacted with each other, how they earned their living, what kinds of difficulties they had to face. And I thought that that remark was very perceptive, for our Lord knew the world in which he lived. He knew it very well. You may notice that in the Gospels that so many of the people who came up to him were named or were described very precisely as to their occupation or as to their need or their place in society. And as I thought of how our Lord used the world around him in his teaching, I immediately thought, of course, of the image of the Good Shepherd that has become probably the most popular image of Jesus in our common life. But this past Gospel's reading reminded me as well that our Lord had a very intimate knowledge of agriculture, of planting and harvesting. And he used this knowledge to illustrate a very important point about human life, especially human life in relationship to the human's creator, that is God himself. There is in that gospel passage in which he talks about the planting of the seeds, the allowing it to grow, the fact that nature itself had cooperated in this whole process of growing, maturing, bearing fruit, and being harvest. And there is an amazing wonder and amazement at how things grow. And we have to remember that the very first parable that our Lord taught was not a parable about the sheep and the shepherds, but it was a parable of the sower and the seed, in which the sower goes out and generously scatters the seed over the ground, waiting for the ground itself to receive that seed and to bear the fruit that was intended. We remember the passage in the Gospel of John in which Jesus speaks about the seed that must fall to the ground and die so that it might be nourished by the ground, watered, allowed to grow and bear fruit, but the seed has to be placed in the ground first. Think of the image of the vine and the branches, in which our Lord displays an extraordinary knowledge of the vineyard and of those who tend it. And all of this, I think, should bring us to an extraordinary realization about Jesus' ministry, how he used these very simple images to tell a very profound story about our own life before God. First of all, it is important to understand that according to sacred scripture and the tradition of our faith, that creation is a revelation of God. that in being part of this nature, examining it, coming to understand it, we in a sense see in it a symbol of God's life itself. It is a revelation of God in that it is an acknowledgement of God as a God of life, as a God of growth and maturity. We see God as having created a world about us that is reasonable, that we can investigate, that we can come to understand if we but attend to it. But we see in that planting and the nature of seeds a message that our Lord is giving us about our own spiritual growth. We have been planted in this world by God's love, and in this world we have been given a vocation to grow, to mature, to understand God's hand in our lives. And planting becomes a sign of our own spiritual growth, that a seed has been planted within us. It has been planted there by our baptism. It is the seed of new life in God through Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. And that seed, once planted within us by our baptism, is encouraged and watered by the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is, in a sense, nourished then by the sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And within all of these gifts, Jesus waits for that seed to blossom, to grow, to bear fruit. And our task in this whole endeavor, as the parable of the sower and the seed tells us, is to break up the hard soil of our lives, remove the rocks, tear out the thorns, prepare the soil so that it is rich and welcoming to the seed that God's life and God's grace is going to pour out upon us. Our life is one of preparation, that is preparing our heart, mind, and soul to receive those gracious gifts of God, and having received them, to allow them to grow and to come maturity, to live a life of holiness in imitation of Jesus Christ. So that those very simple images of agriculture, of tending a vineyard, are very important lessons on how we grow spiritually, how we are, in fact, a soil of God's good word, and how carefully we must tend that gift that is given to us. But there's a wider application of this. How, in fact, do we receive such a powerful and colorful image that our Lord has given us if we ourselves are alienated from the natural world around us? We are called to a great care for God's creation. It is a gift given to us that our lives must be sustained, that we can grow, we can enjoy these many gifts. And in the book of Genesis, we are told that God granted man and woman dominion over the earth. Not control, not abuse, not a kind of dictatorship over nature to be twisted to our own wills, but to be nourished, to be stewarded, so that the nature that is intended for our well-being might in fact continue to do that. I think that there is a growing alienation from creation that has come about through our extraordinary advances in technology, that in fact we depend more and more on those machines that can be used, that fall apart, are tossed away, in a feeling that we can always buy a newer and better piece of machinery to hold in our hands. Now, technology has advanced the well-being of men and women. That is true. But it has a dark side. It has drawn us away from an understanding of the world about us. As I was growing up, my father, like so many of our neighbors, always had a garden. We did not live in a farm, although we lived in a small town. But there was a garden there that was planted every year, producing fresh vegetables and fresh fruits that we could enjoy, that we could preserve. As a child, I was not extraordinarily happy about the gardening because most of my tasks were weeding, which is not one of the more interesting tasks for a young child. But in fact, as the years passed, I grew more and more attached to that gardening. As often as I could, I always had a garden producing simple fruits, vegetables, flowers. And there was a growing sense of how, in fact, humans participate in nature, collaborate with its goodness, and in a sense coming to understand how our stewardship is itself a gift from God. And even nature itself can be a kind of proclamation of the glory and the mercy and the love of God. But now, how few people actually garden, even in simple ways. How, in fact, because of technology, we can find in our grocery stores fruits and vegetables throughout the year. Although you may notice that particularly tomatoes in December do not have quite the taste and attraction as a tomato that you pull off the vine in August. But I think we have to be pulled back to a deeper understanding of nature and allowing us to live with it. Because all of creation points to God. And it points also to the new creation that we have in Jesus Christ, where once was toil bringing fruit from the earth, can now be true work and creative work, an understanding of our place in God's good creation, but also an understanding of where we are going, what we are aiming at, when in fact, as the prophet Ezekiel told us, that in the presence of God, in the coming of his kingdom, there will be a new source of watering, there will be a new fruit, there will be plants given for medicine. And in Jesus Christ, we find not only the human heart renewed, but all of creation becomes a hymn of God's glory and his goodness. And in this, we take a great deal of pleasure in the presence of God, in the fruitfulness to which our Lord has called us. And we realize more firmly our place in this world, and our hope for a place in the next.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.